Okay, I think I am I am ready to start right now. I know I've just done a lot today, you know, just going from there to there and everywhere. But I would like to welcome you again in the house of the Lord this Sabbath morning. And I hope and pray that His goodness surround us, each one of you, in the past week and keep you safe and sound. It is my strong belief that we live in special times. Looking around at everything that's happening in the world, we can only wonder how long this world can last. The conditions that we live in, they are just out of our understanding. The moral decay of worst kind, social unrest, social injustice, nature in turmoil, wars, rumors of wars. If this language sounds familiar, it is because it's in the Bible. It's in Matthew 24. In the week of Hurricane Irma, just about 2 weeks ago, this hurricane affected us for about to a certain degree. And somebody posted on a Facebook a message titled, "Just in case you didn't know," and was listing all that was happening in that special week when the Hurricane Irma was here. She was mentioning all that was happening, and there were 15 wildfires going on, affecting large areas, 3 major floods, 2 major hurricanes, 3 heat waves with steady temperature above 100. And one of them was in my native country and was caused by a phenomenon strangely named Lucifer. That I find it so interesting. There were also 4 earthquakes, and to top it off, it was the biggest solar flare in decades. It was called X10 CME. I really didn't know what this mean, but CME stands for coronary mass ejection, which causes the northern lights to show. So it was so big that it has not been in decades, you know, so more than 10 years. Now, do I need to mention that the past week we do have we did have a major earthquake in Mexico, and there is a hurricane still going on right now. We can see with our own eyes what's happening around us right now and right there, and I do believe that time is short. Jesus is going to come very soon again. Now is the time to be ready. Now is the time to have our priorities straight. Now is the time to have our characters ready for heaven. My dear brothers and sisters, our lives are in a balance of heaven right now. What we are doing. I only can speak what the apostle said in Hebrew. Therefore, we must give the more earnest heed to the things we have heard, lest we drift away. For if the word spoken through the angels proved steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience receive a just reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed to us by those who heard him? How shall we escape if we neglect such a great salvation? That's a question we all need to answer. We do not have time to waste. It's time to get serious about heaven's business. Representing God's character in this time, it's an honor. One of the ways we know we follow him, it's when we give up self, depending and relying heavily on him for help and strength to do his commandments and live a life according to his will. In our recent presentation about 2 months ago, we were talking about a specific health challenge, diabetes. Now, we will pick up from where we left off. And we didn't have enough time to talk about this. And I hope, because I think I have 5 minutes more, I can get through it today. But before we get into today's subject, let's make our profession. Please have your Bible ready. This is my Bible. I believe it to be the word of the living God. And I covenant with him that I will study every day. I want God's will to be done in my life. I want to be led by the Holy Spirit. I want to be like Jesus. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we are coming again before your throne of grace, Lord, to thank you because you keep us safe, Lord. So many things are happening around us, and so many things are happening in our community and everywhere we are. But Lord, we know that your hand is at work when you're protecting us, because you allow us to be here. Lord, help us to be ready to do your bidding. Help us to be ready to develop characters that are according to your will. Lord, at this moment, I will like to ask you for your Holy Spirit to guide in the presentation, Lord, we have for this morning. May your Holy Spirit impress our hearts, and may your Holy Spirit use my voice and the message I have prepared by your help to reach people and to help us to understand that we are responsible and our choices have a very important role to play in the way we live our lives. Lord, I do ask for you to use me according to your will and for this message to be a blessing. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Diabetes. Let's do a quick review of what we discussed so far about this illness. 2 months ago, it's a long time, and many of us probably forget what we are talking about at that time. So, diabetes, it makes the top 10 list for the killers in the United States for a number of years. About 1 in 10 people in the United States have diabetes. And out of this, about 1/4 don't know they have diabetes. So what is diabetes? Diabetes is a chronic disease associated with abnormal high levels of sugar or glucose in the blood. Blood sugar, the glucose, it's an essential element to keep us alive and have our body works function properly when the right amount is in the right place. This sits in every cell of the body, including especially in the brain. God had designed a wonderful body. And the scripture today reminds us exactly this. He had created the right mechanism to manage the glucose the perfect way. The insulin our pancreas secretes when we eat is the right substance to help the sugar get into the blood and get where it's supposed to be. Years of unhealthy choices and certain illness can disturb this fine mechanism and even can destroy it. So usually that's the reason for the diabetes. Among the risk factors for diabetes, we count weight, inactivity, family history, race, age, gestational diabetes, hypertension, and abnormal cholesterol and triglyceride. The most common types of diabetes are diabetes type 1, diabetes type 2. Usually diabetes type 1, the body does not produce insulin and needs to be given with each meal, and it usually starts in the childhood. type 2 diabetes produces, the body produces the insulin, but the insulin it's defective or it's not enough. This time does not require insulin, but many of the people who have diabetes use insulin for a better control of diabetes. Usually it starts in adulthood. Both types of diabetes are dangerous because they can cause a lot of damage to important organs, kidney, heart, eyes, nerves. And this damage can be, it's permanent for most of the people. This is why it's very, very important to control the blood sugar. What are the healthy levels for the blood sugar? Normal blood sugar should be between 70 and 120. This is the where the body works perfectly. That's where it works the way it's supposed to be. For people with diabetes, the goal is to keep it between 70 and 130 before the meals and 180 2 hours after the meals, never under 70, and the hemoglobin A1C should be under 7%. We did talk about the A1C last time. Just want to mention very quickly a few complications of diabetes. First one, it's hypoglycemia, which is a possible life-threatening low blood glucose, BG stands for blood glucose. Usually it's below 70 and has some symptoms. Usually the symptoms are shaky, sweaty, anxious, hungry, weakness, dizziness, and even passing out. This is caused because it's not enough. The person with diabetes didn't eat enough food for breakfast, lunch, or whatever, or there is too much medication that the patient, the person took. And does require immediate interventions and treatment with a quick-acting sugar like orange juice or sugar or glucose, and needs a blood sugar check in about 15 minutes. The next series of complications is usually blindness. Diabetes can cause blindness, kidney failure, amputations, neuropathy, which is loss of feeling and numbing in the burning sensation in the legs, high risk for heart disease and stroke, and frequent infection and sexual dysfunction. These are, in short, what we discussed last time. Now, we are talking about a serious disease here with a serious complication. And I would like to insert a few comments here. Keep in mind, for the most part, 90 to 95% of the time, diabetes is a lifestyle disease, which means that we don't have to have it. It's caused by our lifestyle. I don't know if you remember, but I did mention in previous presentation that God created a strong, wonderful, resilient, yet still gentle and sensitive body. Human body, it's amazing, and sometimes I fail to find words to describe, the right words to say it the way. It's the most sophisticated and complex machinery in existence. There is nowhere you cannot equal this. And at the same time, it's such a wonderful piece of art because when you look at it, it's so beautiful working together. We are indeed wonderfully and fearfully made. God's design of our body can take a lot of abuse, but cannot take it forever. There is a limit. As God's children and as a Christian, this should not be an issue. Since we love God so much, we should, and I'm including myself, we should follow, be glad to follow whatever He tells us to do. Do we do that? Sadly to say, no. The ever-existent battle, at least ever since sin entered the world, between self, what I like, what I want, and God's will, what God wants, it's always present there. And many times it's a losing battle because self many, many times wins. What we like, it's what usually sometimes prevails. But that should not be. that should not be. You know, we are here for a purpose. God has a plan for us, and we should do God's bidding rather than ours. Dear brothers and sisters, it's high time for us to wake up to the reality, spiritual reality and physical reality, and take charge of our health. God wants us to be healthy and to be a testimony for Him. Amen. He can perform miracles, but He will not perform a miracle only for us to continue to living the same, to making the same wrong choices. If we make the right choices, He is going to be with us. But if we make the wrong choices, we cannot expect Him to come and fix whatever we destroy. This is why it's important for us to own our mistakes and change our ways and do what God wants us to do. We will talk now about a few things that any person with diabetes needs to know and to do. And this advice is not only for people with diabetes, because you're going to see the advice, it applies to everybody. But especially for the people with diabetes, they need to take precautions. They need to be very, very careful to try to repair the damage that is already done to the body and just try to keep it function as good as it can be. The first thing is just eat healthy. Okay, we can try to beat around the bush about nutrition, but that's very important, especially for the people with diabetes. Take the right amount of medication. Test your blood sugar and keep a record. Follow a regular exercise plan and follow the sick day guidelines when it's come to illness. The next important thing is just you should notify the doctor if the blood sugar is low two or more times in a week, or if the blood sugar is greater than 250 for 3 to 4 days. Eating healthy, what does it mean? I do want to let you know that we do plan to talk about nutrition on the next lectures down the road. And what we are going to cover right now is just the bare basics of nutrition, and especially when it comes to diabetes. Because the disease process affects the whole body, the nutrition plays a very important role in diabetes management. You'd see our body, and I mean every cell in the body, uses glucose or sugar every second of the day or night. And even when you're sleeping or our body is at rest, our body still uses the glucose. Of course, the needs differ. When you rest, it don't need as much glucose as when you're doing something. A healthy body, it's able to regulate the amount of glucose, the blood sugar in the body, without any troubles. Even if you skip a meal or if you don't eat a meal, the body has reserves of sugar, releases at the right time, and it's doing through this wonderful organ called pancreas. They have two hormones which kind of regulates this. How much sugar needs to be in the blood, when to stop the sugar from being released. So it's a wonderful, wonderful way. The problem is with the people with diabetes, this mechanism doesn't work very well. And that is important for them to know how to eat, when to eat, and what to eat. Usually for people with diabetes are two choices: change your lifestyle or your life will be changed forever. There is no middle ground. You either change your lifestyle, do what needs to do, or you're going to suffer the consequences. Now, usually it's important for people with diabetes to have three balanced meals at regular intervals, between 4 to 5 hours, with the evening snacks at bedtime. Other people said two or three snacks, But I think the one snack at the bedtime, that's the best choice. You know, usually it's the amount of food you eat at the meal releases enough insulin, blood sugar, sugar in a body to last you until the next meal. I cannot stress the importance of eating at regular, usually at the same time of the day, the same, a balanced meal with a good amount of carbohydrates. The next guideline that we are looking is, usually it's important for the people with diabetes to eat starchy foods regularly. Many people said, I have diabetes, I don't eat starchy foods because it affects my blood sugar. That's true, but the problem is you do need, your body needs starchy, needs glucose, which comes from starchy foods. And it doesn't mean that you don't have to eat it, you have to eat it a certain amount at the right time. Eat more fruits and vegetables, reduce fat, cut down sugar, and especially concentrated sweets, reduce salt, combine carbohydrates-rich food with protein-rich food. The amount of carbohydrate eaten at each meal should be the same amount each day. And very, very important, follow a proper portion size. To make it easier for people with diabetes to get the right amount of glucose, it's recommended what it's called carbohydrate counting, because this approach gives the body enough carbohydrate to sustain it until the next meal. Carbohydrates are present in foods in many different amounts. They are foods rich in carbohydrates, starchy foods like bread, crackers, cereal, rice. Fruits and fruit juice also have a lot of carbohydrates. Milk and yogurt, dry beans and soy, starchy vegetables like potatoes and corn, sweets and snack foods. These are very rich in carbohydrates. They are other foods that contain carbohydrates, but it's not as in a high amount as in these foods that I mentioned here. And they do not affect the blood sugar in the same way. And here are some of them. Usually you see the outer line, it's the vegetables. Usually they are non-starchy vegetables. In the middle, they are the majority of them that have carbohydrates. And you have the smaller portions, smaller section in the middle, which is fat and protein. Now, what is carbohydrates counting? Carbohydrate counting, each food, it's measuring the amount of carbohydrate each food has. And usually it's by portion size. And for each 15 grams of carbohydrates, it's one carbohydrate choice. For people with diabetes should eat, each meal should have at least between 3 and 5 carbohydrates choices. Now, the way we do kind of measure it, it's better if we look on the back of the foods we buy, because all the informations are right there. Do you see the nutritional facts? Are you familiar with the nutritional facts? It's everywhere. What the nutritional facts is telling us. The top right here is telling you what is the serving size. So how much can you eat? And all these values that are right here, it's for 1 cup. The next line, it's serving per container. That means you have, on that container, there are 2 portion sizes. So you don't have to eat it at once if you, you know, you want to respect the portion size. The next amount is the amount of calorie or the nutrition, the nutritional value, the amount of nutrition. And this yellow right here, their values are maximum. So we should not go above what is there. You know, we should try to reduce the amount of fat, cholesterol, and sodium. This we should have least amount. There is dietary fiber and nutrients. This we should get as much we can because we don't get enough. And the way the, our nutrition is, usually they are rich in these amounts and poor in this. But it's the reverse kind of thing. So what we try to look is just looking, try to be less of this, more of this. Okay? Okay. Now, the next step, and usually on this side right here, it's telling you the percentage, and usually it's calculated on about 2,000 calories. That's kind of the amount of energy our body uses. So our body uses around 2,000 calories each day. So we try to put 2,000 in and 2,000 out gets out when it's used by the body. Now, the next thing is just, I would advise you, this is kind of the way we should, the plate should look, some proteins, some starchy foods, and no starchy vegetables. And more of this. Now, be aware of foods that are labeled low, free, light, or I don't know, reduced, lean. It doesn't mean that they don't have the fat, calorie, sugar, or salt, or it does have it. You know, so you don't feel, you know, if it's free, sugar-free, I can eat as much. It doesn't mean that. It means that it has some sugar, but it's not such a quantity that kind of, they consider it to be negligible, you know, not enough. I'm not a dietitian, but, you know, if you have any questions about this kind of information about nutrition and what is the best to choose, please let me know. Starches, when planning a meal for people with diabetes, just keep in mind, starches, fruits, milks are carbohydrates and should be used consistent amounts at regular intervals. And check the carbohydrate. I would like to go back to this. Right here, when we are talking about the carbohydrates counting, there is, right here is telling you the total amount of carbohydrate. And that's how you can get your points. For example, this food, let's say, it has 30 grams of carbohydrate. That will be counting for two carbohydrates exchange when you plan your meal, to have three to five carbohydrate exchange. But what we try to do is just try to have the same amount of carbohydrates at each meal to get the enough sugar to cover us. Meats, for people who still eat meat and other protein-rich food, do not have carbs unless they use breading on it. Fat does not have any carbs, but is recommended to limit the amount of high-fat foods to 1 to 2 times a month. And for drinking, I do strongly suggest water. Many people and many practitioners recommend the artificial sweeteners or the sugar diet kind of things. I do not recommend this because they do contain the artificial sweeteners, and these artificial sweeteners are very damaging to our bodies. They were promoting them a while ago very, very strongly. Now research is out and say that they cause more damage than they cause a benefit for the body. And, you know, the damage is at all levels, including the nervous system, so killing some of the cell brains. Second on the list, it's, let me go where I was. This is the water. Okay, the second on the things on that big list was to take the medications in the right amount at the right time. The good news about diabetes is that in many instances, people don't need they can control their diabetes with only diet and exercise. They don't need to take medications. But there are so many people who cannot comply with these lifestyle changes. So that's when the medication was introduced. And that's the reason, you know, usually it's the medication is introduced when the exercise and diet does not. Usually when you go to the doctor, they diagnose you with diabetes, they said, okay, let's try a style, a change, you know, try to eat these things, try to do these things. Just come back in a month. If they check the blood sugar is still high, then they are going to say, okay, it's time to start medications. And that's when they introduce the medication. And for people with type 1 diabetes, the right medication is insulin. They cannot take any other medications because their body does not have insulin. For people with type 2 diabetes, there are other options. They start initially with oral medications, so medication that we take, you know, we swallow. There are two major types of oral medications. One is the medication that decreases the amount of sugar that the liver releases in the blood. And this medication works on the liver. And metformin or glucophage is the, and their relatives are the ones that are on this category. The next type of medication is the one that help the pancreas to release more insulin. So they work on the pancreas. And these are the glyburide, glipizide, glimepiride, and their brand names. They do have different names. Now, when the oral medication is not able to control the diabetes, the blood sugar, to keep the blood sugar under control, because that's the goal when it comes to diabetes, just have the blood sugar under control, try to avoid the terrible complications. The doctor can prescribe insulin. Now, insulin, and this means injection, so you have to stick yourself to get this medication. There are different kinds of insulin. Usually, there is a short acting one, which starts working within 30 minutes and can last for, their effects last for up to 4 hours. And usually is given with each meal and at the bedtime. There is also long acting, which is slowly acting, covering the needs of the body for 24 hours. This is usually given once a day, a certain amount that covers the whole 24 hours. And also they are mixed combinations of short acting and low acting in different concentration. And sometimes the doctor decides where it's better to give, twice a day, three times a day. Okay. Also insulin comes in different form, different methods of delivery. Some of them are in bottles, like it is right here, so the person have to have a syringe, draw it, and inject it. And they are coming in pens where they have the pre-filled, you just attach the needle, insert it, and do the injection. And some newer kind of things, they are coming in a pump. So it's a certain cartilage that is filled with insulin and gives you decide and program the pump. It's only put it inserted once a week. You know, you have to change the needle once a week and gives you the amount of insulin you want. So there are a lot of options. Now, you have to keep in mind the medications. All the medications have side effects. And the medications usually do not cure. They don't. They just maintain a status quo. Now, we can do the lifestyle changes with changes in nutrition and the way we exercise, or we decide to live a life just depending on a medication. That's our choice. The next step is testing our blood sugar. You know, for the people with diabetes, just testing the blood sugar. For people with diabetes and on insulin or newly diagnosed, the advice is just to make sure you check your blood sugar before the meals, before each meals, and at the bedtime. And usually have a log write down to see how the blood sugar behaves. If the blood sugar gets high again, we do, you know, please check your blood sugar as often just to make sure. And usually the best time is before meals at bedtime. That's the most accurate way to see how the body manages the blood sugar. So for people who take medications at least once a day, you know, pills at least once a day, people taking insulin, they should check the blood sugar before giving the insulin. It's very, very important because sometimes the blood sugar may be low. You don't want to give insulin to make it even lower and cause more troubles. And the goal, you know, remember, the goal is just to keep the blood sugar under control. Okay, notify the blood sugar if it's greater than 250 for 3 to 4 days or less than 70 for more than 2 times in 1 week. Another important thing is just trying to how to deal with sick days. Any illness, cold, flu, diarrhea, vomiting, fever, can make the blood sugar go high, go up, because there is an increase in the stress hormone. And when the stress hormone is present, it's giving you, send you a signal to the brain, says, okay, we need more sugar because we need to have more energy to deal with the illness that is going on. Many people who are sick have vomiting. They said, oh, I didn't eat anything. Why should I take my insulin? Is because your blood sugar, your body is reacting, even though you don't see it, and we can use our reasoning, okay, I didn't eat anything in 2 days. Your blood sugar may be still high. So that's why it's very, very, very important to check the blood glucose 3 to 4 days. If it's greater than 300, call the doctor. Eat small, frequent meals, 6 to 8 times a day. So when you're sick, don't dismiss, okay, I'm gonna put the blood sugar on out of my mind, just deal with the illness. It's still affecting our bodies. Take insulin, so if you didn't eat, you know, and you didn't check your blood sugar, you have diabetes, take your medications the way it's prescribed. Check your blood sugar, very, very important. Let your doctor know if you cannot take your diabetes medications, if you have severe vomiting or diarrhea for 4 to 6 hours, or if you are sick for more than 24 hours with any signs of improvement. The next important step is about exercise. Exercise, it's not only for diabetic patients, people, it's all for everybody. Somebody, a wise person, said that exercise is free medicine. And I underline, free medicine, doesn't cost you any money to exercise. And it's the most underutilized medicine in America. Many times we see people like this, walking their dog in the car. You know, that's not exercise. We will talk, we plan to address the exercise in a future lecture to a greater amount. But I would like to underline some of the benefits for the people with diabetes for exercises can bring. Exercise lowers blood glucose levels quickly, improves the body's ability to use insulin, reduces insulin requirements, better control of diabetes, reduces the risk of heart disease. I do advise just for, before you starting any exercise program, check with your doctor when to start, where to start, what is the best exercise program for you. Start slowly and gradually increase the amount of activity. Don't think you can move mountains from the first time. Always carry something to treat the blood sugar because, you know, we mentioned in a previous slot that the exercise affects the blood sugar, uses the energy. So your blood sugar may get low if you exercise more. Wear good fitting supportive shoes with thick socks to prevent unnecessary injury to your feet. And also stay hydrated by drinking sugar-free, caffeine-free liquids. And the best one I know, it's water. So make sure that, you know, when you're doing, if you need to change what you're doing, do it, think about it and check with the doctor. We know that the exercise is good and we know why it's good, but do we do it? Many times we don't. We don't because in our back of our mind, we don't think it's so important or it matters, but it does. It matters. And we're gonna start doing the right things only when we make them a priority for us, when we think they're important. We don't do things that, you know, usually the things that are not important to us are just on the back of our mind, out of our lives, out of our sight. But things are important, we give time, we dedicate, we make time to do it. It is our health important? Yes, it is. But many times we put it on a back burner. We find something else that it's more catches our eyes or do, you know. And we make choices. We always make choices. And we don't, many times we don't even realize that we make the choice because we are so used in doing things in a certain way. And we don't even realize that that's our choice to go that way. And we can go on a different path if we choose so. When it comes to our health, it's very important for us to make it as a priority. Health is important. Being a child of God is important. Representing His character is important. Doing the right thing is important. But if we don't make it a priority, we don't make it important for us, we're not gonna do anything about it. And we're gonna go and doing the same things again and again, the way we always have done it. The change supposed to come in our mind. And we can ask God for help because we are many times, as I mentioned at the beginning of the lecture, many times our will, our self, stays in the way of making the right choices. But we have to sacrifice ourselves and bring honor and glory to God through everything we do. In our daily life, we should remember that your health and my health, it's a gift from God. What we do with His gift is, in the end, our responsibility. And we are responsible in the end the way we manage it. I do encourage you to change your perspective when it comes to health and make a commitment to be a responsible steward that when He will come again, He can say, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I'll make you a ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. I pray that each one of us present here will hear these words said to us. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we are coming before you as weak vessels, Lord, because we are indeed weak in our strength. We have done so much wrong to the gift you give us, our body. And we want to come before you to say that we would like to repent of all our sins, of all we have done to damage the body you gave us. Lord, we ask for your strength and we ask for your power to help us to do better. Lord, help us to make the right choices when it comes to our health and the way we live. We want to bring you honor, Lord, not only by the way we speak, and act sometimes, but we want to bring you honor and glory in everything we say and do, whatever we act, whatever we eat, whatever we drink, whatever we do, we want to bring you honor and glory, Lord. Give us strength. Give us help, Lord, and help us to overcome the evil temptations. Help us to overcome self in this battle. Lord, we want to ask you to be with us as we're going to separate for lunch. Lord, help us to continue to remember that you loved us so much, that you give us everything we needed, and you give us you are giving us help to do, to live according to your will. Be with us as we go on our way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.